Proclamation number 4049 of 26th of May, 1947. Outpouring of the Spirit. Disciples, you have a mission to fulfill, just like my first disciples on earth, whom I sent out into the world to proclaim the gospel to people. But anyone who administers an office on my behalf must also have the ability to do so from me, and thus you, as my servants on earth, must be trained for this office. You must be very active as my disciples of the last days, for again it is a matter of bringing the gospel to people. Consequently, you must, so to speak, receive from me what you are to convey to your fellow human beings again. And this task requires activity of the Spirit, which slumbers in the human being as a spark of my divine Spirit until, brought to awakening through the life of love, it now wants to express itself, and its expressions can be accepted as unconditional truth. The working of the Spirit depends on the will of the human being himself. Not everyone is granted the grace, however, not because I consider one less than the other, but because the grace of working through the Spirit is not requested, or the divine gift of grace is not respected, and yet this is the most delicious thing that can be offered to people on earth as my gift. A gift has to be accepted with a joyful heart, it is to be appreciated and valued accordingly. Above all, an open heart has to be willing to let the flow of grace flow into it. That is, the human being has to want God to work in him and make himself worthy of my working. Then my Spirit will pour out upon the person who is chosen for a mission on earth because he has voluntarily offered himself to me. This outpouring of the Spirit took place after my ascension into heaven as a prelude to my disciples' activity, so that they could now fulfill their task and pass on the pure word which I myself taught on earth. In order to proclaim this word of mine, my disciples first had to be instructed. They had to have knowledge at their disposal so that they could give the truthful clarification as an answer to every question addressed to them. So they themselves had to stand in the truth. And this truth imparts my Spirit to you humans. 26th of the 5th, 1947, all of you can become receptacles of my Spirit. I will pour out my Spirit upon all of you if you are willing to shape yourselves into receptacles through loving activity. For I myself am love, and my Spirit is the strength of my love, and thus the vessel into which my strength wants to overflow must also be love. The heart must be willing and able to love, and for this the human being must shape himself. This is my demand, otherwise I can never work in you. This is the teaching I gave to my servants on earth, which they should spread amongst their fellow human beings in order to induce them to likewise make the working of the Spirit within themselves possible, for where I can work through my Spirit, the ascent upwards is guaranteed. Where I can work, there is light, and where there is light, there is also life. I want to give you humans eternal life. Therefore I send you my servants on earth, whom you shall listen to. For they are my disciples of the last days, who are chosen by me again because I have recognized them as suitable workers. I have hired them for an important activity shortly before the end. My gospel is to be carried out into the world again. My wisdom recognizes the urgency, and my love wants to bring help where there is great spiritual need. I myself want to speak to people and need you, who are willing to serve me, to do so. And I will first work in you before I can introduce people to the truth through you. I will remain with you until the end. Humanity certainly knows about the outpouring of the Spirit upon my disciples, yet it no longer knows that I want to make all people happy with it and that only the will of the individual determines whether my Spirit can be effective in him. And therefore you, my disciples, should inform them. You should let me speak through the Spirit within you. You should pass on what you hear, what you receive from the spiritual kingdom as direct emanation of myself. In the last days before the end, you should let me myself work through you, for I need organs through which I myself can express myself so that my own will be strengthened in their faith and those who are still distant from me or weak-willed will be able to gain faith. For the end will soon be here and the time of grace will have expired, as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. Amen.